It does fuck up with my eyes.
Yeah, it can't be good for your eyes.
Can you feel like one eye getting stronger, like, you know, for night vision?
I feel one eye getting weaker, that's for sure. like when I take the patch off, it looks all blurry, and I don't know, I'll probably drink it, see how that goes.
You probably drink it.
It doesn't even fit comfortably for $2. You'd think this thing would be a little better.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back to the junk fort, everyone.
Who put that hole in the middle of the floor?
I've used that hole a few times tonight, Dad.
What? Using it for what?
For pooping.
You're not supposed to poop in the hole. We talked about this.
More than once. Have I told you guys I have an eye patch? Hello.
I thought you were going to say you have IBS. Jeez.
No, the hole is for number ones. You can't be pooping in there.
Wait, but why can't we poop in there?
It just feels wrong. I mean, I think, you know, we should go in the street like everyone else.
The hole drops in the street.
What if you miss?
If you look at the outside window, it just goes straight down onto people's laundry.
Yeah, you just kick it out.
And then there's a canal between the two buildings. I thought it was water underneath. Yeah, because you tried to sell us a boat.
Our boat was on the table. I don't think
no, it's off because you guys are a bunch of sticklers. Because you wanted cat food.
It's how I relax.
We could have had a boat, and we could have left this shit for Brain City.
Oh, there goes the eye patch.
It hurts.
Now it's just a patch, Ben.
I'm gonna have to figure out something else. This is not working out for me. But I do have a patch.
You're gonna need other pirate paraphernalia, like a ghost or perhaps a parrot.
I was thinking of a coat. a red kind of coat. I mean, you guys got hats. Oh, I got
you got a hat?
I do have a hat. I have a do-rag.
I don't think we're saying that anymore.
No, we're calling it a bandana.
I think it'd be more apt to call it a skull cap.
Yes. So here we are with our successful hole.
Yeah. And our carpet on the wall. Remember, you were very proud of that last week.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, we got to draw some carpet here. Like, I'm going to Photoshop some carpet in there, some nice oriental shag carpeting.
Make sure it's properly ripped because I did not get all of it.
No, it was a hack job.
I'm pretty sure we're not allowed in that store again, but I'm going to tell you guys, I think you should go back.
That's going to be a real hamper on the building walkie-talkies project we just started.
Yeah.
Just go back. What is he going to say?
I got the blueprints. Pamphlets.
He's going to say,
what kind
don't
of crime syndicate are we trying to be here, guys? All right. Now you guys got skills. I've seen them.
Carpets.
But we gotta go in there and throw our weight around and be like, listen, we took your carpet. Deal with it. Now let's do business.
Is
that what your crime syndicate is? Just like petty vandalism?
We're the carpet bangers.
The carpet bangers. Yeah. Well, there's one carpet banger here, that's for sure.
Banger. Oh. Carpet banger.
I can't decide if that's better or worse than the Junk Boys.
The carpet bangers. We can have many names. You know,
the Peaky Carpenters.
Carpenters.
When our legend spreads, I'll say they go by many names. The Junk Boys. The Carpet Bangers.
Mac Skyblade. Mac J. Skyfong.
Who is this Max Skyblade? But he sounds like he's a hell of a pirate.
He's one hell of a diplomat.
Which is kind of like being a pirate.
Of the seas.
Of the seas.
A diplomat of the seas.
A diplomat of the seas. Doesn't mean they always see my way, but...
While you guys are arguing, you hear down below the poop hole a voice kind of shout up saying, "Hello?
We're not calling it that."
No, it's got to be called something else.
Yeah, the poop hole means something different.
I don't want to climb up the poop hole. Is there squish up there? And you look out and you can see it's just a young boy, kind of a street urchin. He has a letter in his hand and a cap in the other, and he's just staring up at the junk fort, which is precariously perched between two buildings.
Oh yeah, and occasionally drop shit from it.
Yeah, he's got a good distance from the poop hole, a good splash radius.
No squish here.
I got a letter from Chef Roselle, the Golden Plum.
You said squish.
Yeah, that's you.
Yes.
Oh, right.
You're
right.
Squish.
Right. Yeah, no, I look down the poop chute and say, "Yeah, I'm Squish."
All right. Well, he climbs the... How do you guys get into your junk fort? Is it a ladder? Is it a rope?
Mostly parkour.
Yeah, it's more connected to a building.
It's not parkour.
he helicopter. He mirrors edges his way up there, parkouring, and he hands you just a very plain looking letter, and it's got the Chef Roselle seal on the back of it.
Oh, I hope this isn't says, poison.
You're fired.
All right, I guess I open it, expecting to be fired.
So the boys in the fort
it says,
now.
It says mandatory staff meeting tonight, 7 p.m. Absolutely mandatory. Do not be late.
Oh, I didn't know she hired me.
Yeah, you're staff now.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll go.
She if loved that
song. Staff meeting.
If you don't go, I'll go.
You're definitely not staff. You drank them out of whiskey sours.
And holy juice.
I did take their reserve of holy juice.
I did not steal the carpet yet.
It's got some lush carpet in there.
We've only carpeted one walls, guys.
No, we are not starting a carpet collecting business. That's not what we're doing.
Listen, we have a name, a reputation we live up. We're the Carpet Bangers.
We've never been the Carpet Bangers. We're not going to be the Carpet Bangers. Got to find something else to bang. No carpets.
All right, I leave while these two are arguing.
It's a metaphor.
I think it's a simile.
It's like a simile.
One strain.
Because a simile is when you say like.
Yeah, no, I got it. All right.
Are you all going with him to the Golden Plum or just Squish?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Well, I'm following. I've left in a huff.
I'm following. I got nothing better to do. I go down the poop hole.
He just wants whiskey sours.
Please don't say that.
What if we want to have babes over?
And you want to call it the poop hole? Follow me, ladies, up the poop hole.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hijinks will ensue.
If you put it like that, it sounds like a proposition.
So as you walk the road up to the Golden Plum, you notice it's very quiet, a lot quieter than usual. It's a quiet part of town anyway, but there's nobody on the streets. There's none of the usual rabble heading to the Golden Plum. When you get there, the door, there's like a light on in the very front, but the rest of the building, which is normally very lively, lots of lights, lots of sound, is dark and it's silent. And you see a few other chefs and waitress or servers, the maitre d', and they're all just kind of huddled around inside the lobby of the Golden Plum, just kind of waiting. not quite sure what's going on.
All right. Is the door open?
It is. You guys can walk in.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're not employees. I don't want them to come in with me.
Oh, but we're gonna listen through the door. Like,
are you ashamed of us? We're a team.
We're the junk boys.
Those two aren't mutually exclusive. You did cut a giant hole into our house.
No, listen. This is how the carpet bang the carpet bangers work. You hire one, you hire them all.
Listen, we're the back alley lads. We're gonna be here forever.
Please stop giving us names. They're such terrible names. Please stop.
All right, fine.
Who else but the captain?
Let's go by the outhouse outlaws.
The outhouse outlaws.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You didn't think it
I would like the junk fort to be less feces themed.
That's why there's the hole.
Don't tell Chef Roselle this.
Yeah, so you guys don't talk about the poop shoot when we're in there.
You guys get in there, and again, it's just like the front open lobby, or the front dining hall is open. There's no patrons there. There's nothing going on. Everyone's just kind of taking a seat around, and out of the kitchen door, Chef Roselle just kind of slowly opens it up, and she walks in there, and she's very quiet, very somber, and she goes, I know you're all wondering why I'm here, why I asked you here on this Saturday afternoon, so Sunday, whatever day it is. I have some very, very bad news. The restaurant is temporarily closed for future notice. We've been having some issues getting our supplies in, and unfortunately the kitchen, holy juice included, is empty.
Not the holy juice.
And everything is gone. Oh, wait, she had an accent too. Everything is gone. Yes. There's no food left. All of my ingredients are stuck on a ship in port, not on the other side of town, but I can't get to it. The Ministry of Preservation, you know, they're the ones who control what goes in and out of port, have decided to put a lien on my ship and on all of my ingredients and holding it in port until I can pay.
Wait, it's your ship?
Well, it is the ship I contract, the Golden Dawn. Or, I'm not sorry, the Dawn's Hammer.
So you just need to get the ingredients?
I cannot tell you to do anything. They sent me a letter a couple of weeks ago saying I had 15 days to pay the bill of their lien, and can't do that. I refuse to do it. Food is for everyone. It is exorbitant. It's expensive.
Thank you. I was going to ask for a smaller word.
Wait, so, all right, we're not paying that.
No, it is exorbitant.
Have you heard of the Ministry of Preservation? Do you even know who they are?
What are they preserving?
Life, apparently. They control every bit of commerce between here and Skullville, between here and Lockport, between here and Aruvia. If anything comes in and out of Doskoval, they get a piece of it. And I've been paying my properly appointed taxes and tariffs the entire time. And now they suddenly have jacked up the price and I can't pay. And I refuse to pay.
Well, that sounds unfair.
My food
is
for everyone.
Well, it's also very expensive.
Exorbitant. Absorbent.
Absorbent, yeah.
You think very I can get absorbent. Leviathan caviar just anywhere? It is expensive. It does take time to get here, and it is a key ingredient.
It's very absorbent. Gets right into the mix.
It's very wet. It's very moist. I know you? Didn't you drink a bunch of whiskey sours and then just skip on out of here?
No, that was another pirate.
She ignores it, but she's keeping her eye on you.
I was hoping she'd go for a deception call. I was going to do it. It says, let me put it this way. Last week I have put down finesta carpet.
All
All of your action roles in like really critical situations have been terrible, but that carpet finessing, man, I think you scored a critical on that.
I hope so, because I really hope you would not have let him do it for any less.
So if we go and get these ingredients, what's in it for us?
Wait a second. She didn't ask us to do that. She's just complaining at this point.
That's why I asked.
Oh, and you're all laid off for the future notice. I can't afford to keep any of you.
I work here?
I don't even know you.
I have a family to feed.
I've never been here. It's nice, by the way.
Is there a bar here? Can I have a whiskey sour?
No, nobody works here anymore. We are closing. In a few weeks, I won't even be able to pay the rent. The whole thing's going to shut down.
Wait, you don't own this building? Do you
know what
I do?
Well,
I leased it.
Damn it. Looks like we have to go get some ingredients so I can have my drink.
Oh, that's your motivation.
One of them. Also ghosts.
Well, so let's just say three people here were willing to go get ingredients.
Well, one person.
I'm really, really.
Hey, you hire one, you hire all.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's our motto.
I'm into two things, booze and booze. One being ghosts.
If you think you can find Leviathan Caviar anywhere else in this city, I would eat my hat and his hat.
That's a lot of hat.
Your strange, smelly, twinging friend over in the corner who's never been here before.
Oh, you'll eat that hat? I heard he keeps onions up there.
I don't smell.
Onion head.
You do keep onions in your
hat.
Do
I smell?
No, it's because of the onions.
Cat food.
I think it's so very...
You eat cat food and you have onions in your
hat. All right. Okay. But smell pleasant.
I would say if there's a word, it's you smell spicy.
You never know when you're going to need an onion.
So you smell because of it.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
He smells very spicy. And I don't like hot food.
I smell. All right. Well, off of me. Are you interested in finding this Leviathan Caviar?
Me? Yes.
Well, yeah.
Is that the only thing?
I'm not too attached to
this. Is that the only thing we need to get?
I mean, there's also...
You cut out.
She's gone.
You cut out.
Let me make sure I get a snap of this. I get.
Baby froze right at the start of your whole thing. And you better hurry because Tiger's taking screenshots.
I mean, she's frozen. I got all the time in the world. I have embarrassing pictures of all of my GMs.
Ooh,
Yeah, you're one of them, Andy.
You sent that one, yeah.
Yep.
I'm surprised you didn't make that my token.
No, I could not pass up the the Gary connection.
Oh, she's out.
All right. Well, we're on our own. You know what that means? Poop jokes.
So many poop shoot More, jokes. So
I like wait, poop wait, shoot better than poop
pretend,
hole.
Let's pretend
poop hole's bad.
Let's pretend Chef Roselle is just like having some kind of spasm, and we're just like, well,
well. So poop hole, not a big fan, but I did like poop shoot. Poop shoot's not bad.
I did write down in my book, Dawn of the Poop Shoot.
Dawn of the Poop. All right, this book is terrible.
You wanted this. Don't ever forget it. You wanted this.
I wanted
the shoot. Nobody wanted the poop
shoot. No, we agree. No pooping in the shoot.
Oh, what's going on? Are we taking a break already?
No, Bridget is...
Everything okay?
So are we going to help Chef Rizal or what?
I mean, I think we should.
I mean, I think that's
you can't get Leviathan caviar anywhere. She's right about that.
It is very strange. Ministry of Preservation. What are they preserving again?
I assume the souls to power the city.
Is that a preserving?
You preserve the souls?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, or is this like a beef jerky kind of preservation?
Someone said beef jerky.
What?
Huh?
Who's that?
Where did that come from?
There, God. It's me, Margaret.
It's me, the pirate.
Hello!
Oh, shit. Crossover.
Oh, my hip. I like how the camera cut in for him to say hello, and then immediately out. Went out.
It makes you wonder.
Is she gone again?
No, I'm here.
Your camera's not working.
Yeah, we can't see you.
You might have accidentally turned the camera off.
No, because it's I'm trying to figure out my Bluetooth, so I'm on another screen.
Ah. Oh, she's back.
And it's right. Just
no,
the top of my
head. No more poop jokes.
Yeah, poop jokes are off the menu. Poop is off the menu. Everything's
about to be off the menu really soon.
Ah, yes. Segue. Love it. Professional.
So, if we were to go get this Leviathan caviar... Uh-huh. What do we get?
My undying satisfaction and
a kiss.
Whatever you can eat at
any time ever.
Anything you can eat at the Golden Plum within reason.
So I can't just order all of the Leviathan caviar as soon as we deliver it.
Well, it's more than just Leviathan that, right?
Caviar. It's possibly more than that.
A single can of Leviathan caviar is worth about, 3 months' wages for someone maybe like yourself.
I mean, you don't have to tell everybody here. They don't need to know how much I make.
Again, I was referring to the onion man.
Oh, no. That's an awfully big assumption. I'm unemployed.
So zero times three is still zero.
I am underemployed. Which brings me to my next question. Do you serve cat food?
Some people say Leviathan caviar is like cat food.
All right, I'm in. The guys, we need to help them.
That's all it took?
It's my weakness. My vice, you might say.
I can't believe that's your vice. I mean, I can, but I just can't believe that's what you chose. All the things you do and you choose.
I mean, I'm into other foods too. Dog food, ferret food, all the types of food, really.
Do you know what Leviathan caviar is?
I mean, I'm assuming like...
Cheez-Its?
No, I don't know.
Isn't it like pickled cat eggs or something?
It is the unfertilized eggs inside a female leviathan that they're found in deep ocean. They catch them, they skin them, or whatever they do, disassemble them, and it's a fine layer. One leviathan gives about half a can of caviar.
Leviathan is pretty big.
Are leviathans like humanoid?
Oh, they're massive whale-like beasts that live in the ocean.
Oh, okay.
And we have to kill one?
Yeah, the ocean. That's where I come in. Because I'm a pirate.
Are you a pirate?
That's where you are? I thought you were just homeless.
I thought you were Scottish.
Well, I hope so. I hope I'm a pirate. If not, then I am just homeless.
Homeless and shipless.
It's been a long, long 5 years.
All right.
I feel very bad for your liver.
All right. So I'm in it for the food because I'm honestly quite hungry. Where you said this is like hung up in a dock somewhere?
Yeah.
in the it is in Templeton Quay, which is one of the docks.
All right,
so Templeton Quay. We just got to sneak on there and steal the can of caviar, right?
It is under Ministry of Preservation guard right now. So yes, but there's just a little bit more than just sneaking in.
Not if you have a pirate.
You guys can go about it however you like. That didn't work. That's supposed to be a link I sent.
Oh, I see it. Duskfall. Oh no, it's just a picture of a link. The worst kind of link. All right. Oh, I see.
So which pier is it?
It's Templeton Quay.
Is that the same?
You see that very large ship at the end? The three...
Did they really name a Quay after a little fat kid?
He was very brave when we robbed him.
Which one was first?
Oh, that's a good point. I'm
pretty sure the little boy is only like 6 or 7.
And they named a Quay after him.
Where are we at again? Where's our junk fort? Where's this place at?
Let me find a better map for Duskfall.
I mean, we just got to walk there, right?
I mean, the docks are fine to walk in. It's just getting on the actual ship might be a little difficult.
Okay. All right. So it's decided we're going to help these people.
Yes.
Yes, because then we'll get food.
Yes.
And with food comes power. And after the power come the ladies.
Hey, do you happen to have any extra of those drapes laying around?
The drape?
Yeah, the drapes.
No.
Can we also get drapes if we get the caviar?
Yes. And I don't want to know what to do with them.
All right. And then I just stick my hand out for a handshake.
Does it have an onion in it?
No, not that hand.
The other hand.
Which means the other hand always has an onion in it.
Not always, just right now.
She slowly takes your hand and kind of shakes it and like just grabs the finger, kind of shakes it as little as she can.
All right. Yes, we will get you your restaurant supplies.
We'll get you your caviar.
And
I just say,
guy trying.
You can't let them know I have anything to do with this, because if you do, they'll probably try to kill me and arrest me.
Wait, are they going to kill us?
You probably shouldn't hire an employee.
You agreed. We shook.
He's got you there, lad.
If we get caught, it's going to be
bad.
Hard to get out of that. Why did you change it to carpet banners?
We didn't agree to that.
Nobody agreed to that.
We didn't agree to that.
All right. Okay. So, okay. How would you like to try and break in? Do you want to just go walk up to the dock, or what would you like to do to how to break into this ship?
Well, don't we get... Isn't there 4 different types of excursions, or what do you call it? Like break-ins? It's like...
Yes.
Okay.
So you got... let's see.
Deception and like... What is it? Vehicle and... I feel like that's completely wrong, but close.
Can't say completely wrong and then close.
That's not how it works.
You got me. Does not say on these blanks.
So you could do like burglary, espionage, robbery, sabotage, I suppose, like that. And then you kind of pick how much stuff you want to take with you. You don't have to pick everything, but you know. And then, we'll kind of see from there.
Okay. What's the best way to get into this? Because it's going to be nighttime, I think we're going to go, because I'm assuming like the port is busy during the day.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be good to do it when it's busy? So maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. Because we
distractions.
We did sneak in last time. Maybe we
what
should.
Do I that, pretend, went, that went really well.
Why don't I pretend I'm just a captain?
Oh, yeah.
What if, I went in there.
What if he says he's the captain of the ship?
And I you mean, two are my two. And you guys are my two butlers.
No, hold on. No. I am no one's
you
butler.
You cannot have sorry, three sorry, butlers.
The valets.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You guys are very important to this plan. We need you.
I'll just tell them that I'm the person that works in the galley.
Right. Yeah, you're the food person.
And I'm what?
Cabin boy.
What is a cabin boy? What does a cabin boy do?
They deal with the poop holes.
Oh, mostly. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do poop hole work.
I mean, what other option is there?
All right, fine. I guess I'll do the poop work. I don't have to actually do poop work, right?
We can put you on the crow's nest. It's a very respectable thing. Get you right out of our hair. I mean, right up in the air.
All right. So what do I have to say that I'm...
So is this like espionage then?
No. Because you're kind of going in there under the disguise of like... It's definitely stealthy. I wouldn't say it's like a burglary or like necessarily because you're not like just smashing and grabbing.
Right.
I think it's a little bit of stealth, a little bit of burglary, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Although it could turn into some smashing if we don't hold to our roles pretty well. We could be murdering a lot of people tonight. So.
I don't think we need to go to all burglary. Right.
We're burglary.
All right.
I pull Chuckles aside and go, are we really going to trust this guy to... get us in?
I don't know. Every time things get hairy, he just runs away, which has not been great for us.
I mean, it's only been one time, but that's like 100% of the time he runs away.
He is a pirate, though, so I feel like we're not asking him to do too much to pretend to be a pirate.
This is America, by the way.
Between you and me, I think he's always pretending to be a pirate.
Oh, you don't think he's a real pirate?
No, I think he's faking it. Check under that eye patch. I bet there's like another
eye.
You know, I can hear what you're saying. This eye patch, it's not for my eye. For other things.
That raises more questions
than answers.
It does, doesn't it? It does, doesn't it?
So we're going to try to go right through the front door.
Right through the back door.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yep.
The old diplomat's entrance.
I got my old frock coat ready. I'll take off my eye patch so I don't look so menacing. And there we go. Yar. I need a hat.
Roll your engagement roll. You kind of show you guys how you start off. I would definitely say this is very bold, a bold choice. And I think it's a little risky to do it in the middle of the day. So you guys are going to get +2. So a total of +3. I'm going to roll it.
Oh, you roll it for us.
And yeah, it's just a general roll.
That seems pretty good.
Good. Hold on. Let's go to the...
It's like the third best option.
How does that show up in there? Because a 6 is, yeah, success. Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
You do?
We did it.
Okay, can you all do that?
Yeah, actually, it's just a boat.
Okay, yeah, that's all it is. It's a boat. Well,
does everyone else see it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, so as you guys walk up the plank, we're going to pretend that it's on this side up the ramp. You're stopped by a guard. You can see there's four guards. There's nothing on this top ship. It's a very large ship. It's got three masts, two top level decks, and then a middle deck. And the ship itself is like three decks. So there's, you guys are on the top deck. There's a middle deck and a low deck. Below deck. Make sense? Three levels? Yes. All right.
Which one is the poop deck?
I believe it is the top deck.
We're getting away from that one.
So much poop.
So while you're sitting, the guard shows up at the front and he's like, excuse me, sir, this ship is currently in possession of the Ministry of Preservation. Can't let you board, sir. You're going to need to turn around and go back home.
You know who you're speaking to, sir. I am the captain of this vessel.
The guard looks to his buddy who's come around from the other side, and he's like, I thought the captain was down below.
I came up to go use the bathroom. I don't want to use it on the boat. I'm on that ship all the time.
The two kind of look at each other, but they're like, I don't want to piss off Captain or Lieutenant Lightfall downstairs. So, all right. And they kind of walk away, but one of them turns around and he goes, do you want me to escort you down to the captain? That's where he left him last. I thought he was talking to you, interrogating you. I thought.
What?
He is the captain.
I am the captain. I wasn't interrogating anyone. Go to your business. What are you doing? Get up on that mast.
They continue to walk, but they're definitely going to keep an eye on you because as far as they know, you're being held captive in the bottom level of the deck. So it's kind of weird that you've suddenly appeared on deck, but they believe you because you guys are very convincing.
So the captain is being held in the brig.
The entire crew is being held.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. So, but they didn't arrest us.
No. You were very convincing.
My name on the roll.
Now we're on the ship. Now we're
on the ship.
Follow me, lads.
Why?
Why not?
Listen. Just know where he's going.
Neither do you.
I do. I know my way around a ship. All right, we're going to the galley, goddammit.
Yeah, galley.
What's a galley?
We'll talk on the way, and we'll tell you what it is, and I'll tell you all the ways you're going to be a cabin boy.
I've always wanted to do a walk and talk.
We're walking and we're talking. See, the cabin boy is one of the most important things about this ship. It keeps the ship shape. If you don't have a cabin boy, we're fucked.
Don't talk down.
Who do you think? I'm not talking down to you. You're my partner, and you're a cabin boy. You don't understand. A cabin boy is like second in command to the ship. Thanks to the captain.
It makes it sound like the cabin boy is your boyfriend. That's not what this is, is it?
I don't know what you're implying, lad. I don't know what you're playing, lad, but if you want your cat litter, you're going to have to start shaping up or shipping out.
All right. Okay, fine.
Good captain makes all of his men feel like they're second in command, but always second.
Surprisingly wise from the drunk captain.
Oh, I'm drunk and eating Skittles. Oh.
Is that in character, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
now, let's go to the galley then.
Now we're on the top deck. It's in the middle of the day. And you're walking around on the boat telling us all everything there is to know about being a captain and being on a boat.
Yep. And I'm leading you down to these stairs over yonder that go down to the galley, I suppose.
Yep. There's stairs that kind of lead you right into the center of the ship. Do you want to go down?
And do. All right. One down. Push the button and go down. Oh, no, I want a token for this vision.
Oh, what? Hold on.
I know exactly what you were saying, but it was just complete gibberish when it came out.
All right, you guys get down to the center of the ship. Now, down here, a little bit more crowded. There's two guards in the same room. They watch you come down the steps. You also can see up to the whatever the opposite of the aft is, the front of the ship. There's stairs and two guards. Thank you. And then behind, there's also one guard as well. And they're a little bit smarter than their friends up top, so...
So we shouldn't talk to them. How do we know they're smarter? Are they wearing glasses?
They're like, sisters.
You back it off.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep walking down. What are we on the galley level? Where's that at?
You are in the middle of the ship. Yep.
Where's the galley?
It's here. If you look all the way towards like the aft of the ship, there's like a little dining room.
Well, we know where that is.
No, wouldn't.
Juckles wouldn't know for sure.
I asked one of the guards like where the galley is.
Excuse me. Like I said, can I help you guys? Is there something we can help you with?
I'm looking for the galley.
Oh, the guys upstairs.
They let us on.
I'm the new captain of this ship, and this is my new galley, my new head chef. Got him right from the best restaurant in town, and this is my up-and-coming cabin boy.
What?
That sounds like a good cabin boy.
Very up-and-coming. Now... I'm looking for the galley.
I feel like that's innuendo, and I don't appreciate it.
Listen, we'll talk about it later when we go up the poop chute, all right?
What is a cabin boy?
It's kind of like, you know.
You're about to find out.
About to find out. What is a cabin boy?
It sounds like you want to like sway them and convince them that this is true because they don't believe you. You're gonna have to you have to roll for sway.
We've gone way too far without rolling. I am very surprised we got this far.
This roll?
Yeah, you have to roll for sway at this point.
Nothing. No, nothing added on. Regular.
Oh, very risky.
Very risky.
I would do risky.
It just says risk. Desperate?
Yeah, it's desperate because they don't believe you in the slightest.
No modifiers?
No.
What if I'm dressed like a captain? That's got to be something.
You're dressed like a pirate, not a captain.
They both wear the same thing, just dirtier clothes.
Not on a legitimate ship.
Are you saying you don't like my bright red frock coat? Because I tell you what, Squish, I'll throw you into that galley right there, and you can go get that caviar while I talk to this guard here, and I'll fucking...
Stop screaming our plan out loud.
one modifier.
for red frock.
Partial success.
Well, they don't immediately draw their swords on you, but they don't believe you in the slightest. One of the guards turns to the other and says, go talk to Lieutenant Lighthall downstairs. See if this is going on. So one of the guards goes down the poop chute and leaves. You are left with one guard immediately in front of you and then two in the front and two in the back. Do you want to keep pushing forward or do you want to talk to this?
I just start making my way towards the galley.
Oh, we're going to continue walking after that.
I feel like we lucked out there.
Two guards at the front do stop you. They are under orders not to let anyone in this particular part of the ship. You don't want to come back either. It's not a pretty sight.
I do want to. I need to find out what to cook for these people.
What?
I need to feed the
captives on this boat.
Caviar.
Caviar.
It's going to be a heavy caviar dish.
And cigarettes.
Let me have you throw us away. Try to convince them to let you go cook in the galley.
All right. What's the position?
It's going to be desperate.
Standard?
Yeah.
Yes.
They move aside and let you continue down the hall. As you continue, there's rooms on either side of you. They're just bedrooms and like small quarters. They don't really look like any sort of holding cell. And then you put yourself in the kitchen, in the galley.
All right. Can I look around, see if there's like the cargo for the caviar?
Yeah. Go ahead and study.
Study or survey?
Well, you know what? You can just look. You can see with your eyes. Kind of look around. It's not a very big galley. It's a pretty small room with just some supplies on it. But the caviar is not in there. The caviar is being held in the hold in the bottom of the ship.
Fuck.
Probably should have thought of that.
But how would he know that from just looking around and not seeing any caviar?
Well,
he's a chef, and he knows caviar has to stay cold.
Ah, saltpeter.
No. It's a small area, and it's just the kitchen for like the crew that lives there. It's not really anything in abundance like a cargo galley. It's just kind of like it's just like the office kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try to cook something so I can keep up the lie, and then I'll let the other two do something.
That's your answer to everything. I'm just gonna cook something.
It might work.
Okay.
While you two are, while you're in the kitchen cooking, the guard from before has come back, and he goes, "Sir, I don't know who these men are, but Lieutenant Lighthall is definitely downstairs talking to Captain Dawn. So I don't know who these men are." And they have, they turn and they draw their swords.
Whoa, hey, let's not get hasty. I'm just but a simple cabin boy.
Hey, he's my cabin boy. We're good cabins.
No, my captain does all my fighting for me.
He's right. And my butler does all my fighting for me.
Is that where you start rubbing your lamp, your butler lamp?
I'm starting to think about it. So are we rolling for initiative?
Do you want to fight guys?
Absolutely not.
What can we do here?
It sounds like you want to sway them and convince them that you belong on the ship some more. You can definitely try that. Or you can fight them, or if you want to throw, I don't know, wreck something.
Cabin boy.
Yes.
Use some of your boyish charm to convince these lads not to make this the end of our days. I don't think they're believing my ruse.
My instinct is to find something to distract them to run somewhere else. Can I find perhaps like, I don't know, there's lots of ropes on a ship, and just like unloose a knot to like pull something down and give us some cover to run into the ship?
Sure. I think that'd be like a finesse roll where you're using your skills to drop a rope on them or something on them, using a rope like a curtain or whatever.
Okay.
Barrels of rum.
Barrels of rum. Is that what you said?
Yeah. What would I have to do to make it more of a rack roll?
You'd have to like just start tossing shit or finding something to kind of toss at them. So if you wanted to take the rope and just like fling it at them and hope it just kind of catches them, I think that'd be more.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to find something close, just throw it in their general direction, just to give us like the little bit of space And I'm going to run off, and hopefully the captain comes with me.
All right, go ahead and throw your rat.
Should I change it from risky to desperate?
Yes. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Seems like a pretty desperate thing to do.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, I succeeded. Oh, you suck.
Wait. Oh, because I was rolling as the captain.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Wait. Action. Wreck. Desperate.
Oh,
that's even worse.
Bust is bad.
Toss the rope, and they're able to catch it, and they toss it back on you, knocking you on your butt.
Not my butt.
Entangling you up. I'm going to have you take 2 stress because you've been tangled.
In the rope?
In rope. Is that what you toss with them?
Yeah. No, it's like one of those big ship ropes.
Yeah, that's just oil.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Fuck.
What did the captain get ropes too?
The captain hasn't been roped into it yet, but captain, they're turning on you next.
1 stress for the GM.
let's see what I got here. Are we still trying to convince them that we're good guys, or do we want to fight?
Who are you asking me? I'm covered in rope. Character.
Oh. I mean, out of character. I mean, do you want to fight these guys, or you want me to do?
No, I don't want to fight them. I was trying to distract them so we could run away.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
Can I use my rapier to cut him out of the rope real quick?
Yeah. I think that's kind of a finesse maneuver, right? Because it's a little, it's like using your hands really quickly.
Yeah, and then modifiers, positions, anything?
I mean, it's kind of it's definitely a desperate maneuver.
Everything on this boat was desperate.
You guys went in here in broad daylight and tried to convince him. You rolled really well, so I couldn't say no. But
I thought it was a good idea. We have a captain.
I thought they would have kept going for it for a long time. I didn't break character the entire time.
It hasn't been proven that it's a bad idea yet.
Yeah, I mean, right, we just tried to bluff our way down. Now, cut me out of this rope.
Roll. 5. Partial success.
You're able to cut them out and pull Chuck out of his out of the rope unscathed. But they're definitely onto you, and they're not going to take any sort of peaceful talk right now.
Oh, so now we have to fight them.
You definitely aren't going to be able to convince them that you're not a threat.
Right.
Meanwhile, at the aft of the ship, where Squish is cooking, there's another guard. Well, there's 2 guards over there. Sorry, I don't know if I'm moving that. And you can overhear them talking. He's like, "Do you know what they're holding in there? That thing's a monster. And the smell? I can't believe that they're keeping this on deck." They do not hear what's going on outside or on the other part of the ship.
I'm going to turn the heat down on whatever I'm cooking and try to listen in, like sneak up a little bit closer to them.
Thanks for doing the safe thing, Andy, and turning the heat down before you went and listened to them.
The classic cook maneuver.
Do you think she would have set the boat ablaze if you didn't turn the heat down?
If I rolled a critical failure, maybe.
So you're going to kind of like sneak up, prowl behind them?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll for prowl.
Risky?
Yeah, it's a little risky. It's not as desperate as your friends over there.
Boom. Boom. Got the lucky dice tonight.
The green one.
They're talking. There are these 2 guards. They're just talking. I've never seen anything quite like it before. And the fact that they just feed it whatever it wants.
It's incredible to me. Have you seen anything that small and smelly before? And you don't know what they're talking about, but in one of the rooms before that you've walked past, you can kind of catch a whiff of something very musky, very spicy, as some might say. And there's you kind of hear some banging against the walls, too.
Oh, yeah. After I hear them talking, I want to sneak into that room.
Tiger, your face. I can just tell you're so mad.
What?
He hates the description spicy for a smell.
You'll thank me later when you need an onion.
You go over to the cell, and inside you find a member of the crew sitting there. Dee Dee the chimp. Can you guys see his? Do you see his picture?
Yes, he's adorable, and he's smoking. God,
where's he at?
Chimp looks so fucking cool. Oh. God damn it!
Oh, I can't see him. Oh, he's in the.
That might Discord. Be the coolest that picture the coolest I've ever seen. I've ever seen my entire life.
I go up to the cage and just stare at this monkey, I guess.
He's smoking a cigarette. And
he looks like Frank the Stance.
Frank the dad?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's really funny.
As you're staring at the monkey for a while, suddenly he like just twitches, lunges towards the bars of the door that he's in, and just starts shaking them violently and making random monkey noises, screaming, trying to get out.
I was hoping you were going to do random monkey noises.
You know, I debated for a second if I should and how far, and that's about as all I can do without being too embarrassed.
Calm down. And I look over, I see that the name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, yeah. Oh, yeah, his name is Dee Dee.
Yeah, so I start saying, calm down, okay. Dee Dee. You're fine.
On the door to his to the room, it says Dee Dee's room. He calms down. He takes another... he opens up a box of cigarettes. He takes another cigarette. He lights it. Takes a deep breath and then lays down back in his bed. Meanwhile, back at the front of the show.
Oh, that's us.
Chuck.
We're on.
You're on.
All right. So I freed the cabin boy. What now? Do you want to, what are we doing now? I don't know if we're going to get out of this without fighting, bud.
No, I want to run away somehow.
All right, I'm going to summon my ghost butler.
Oh, here we go again with a ghost butler.
Well, you're not being a good butler. Certainly not being a great cabin boy right now. A cabin boy would stand up for me.
Well, okay, so yes, I'm on the ground, okay? I got hit with a rope, and I punch you in the shin.
Ow! I pull out my bottle and call forth Neelix, the butler.
Deus ex butler.
Butler.
Neelix appears and he's very bored as usual. Yes, sir.
I need you to fight these guys. Can you do that?
Is that a command, sir?
Yes.
All right. Let's see how well you commanded him.
What I roll?
So you'll roll your command.
Command.
If you want to use any of your special tools to kind of help you, you can roll an extra modifier if you have a tool you'd like to use.
What tools?
Are we going to say what our loads are?
Oh, yeah. Did you want to pick a load at this point?
Well, at this point, I might as well have a heavy load.
I just have the same load I had last time. I don't think I did anything different.
Well, you can pick light, normal, or heavy.
But we don't have to pick what we have, right?
No. Not beforehand, no.
Right. Because that would be planning.
Right.
then I would like to be normal instead of light.
Okay.
Same.
Stay with normal.
I'm going to do normal as well.
All right. Go ahead.
It depends when what you want to carry on you at the time. So, like before, you had two lightning hooks and four spirit bottles. If you want to add something else or get rid of something, you can.
I don't. I'm fine with what I got.
Okay. So you're just going to command him?
Yeah.
Okay. Go, whatever your command is then.
And then just regular?
Yeah.
Oof. That's not good.
Is that all you have for command?
I mean, it says captain command.
I have one dot.
Oh, for command.
Yeah, no, one dot for command. Should I have added more?
No. Neelix just straight up ghosts you, and he just disappears, and he goes, "Sorry, sir, I'm not interested. You can handle this yourself. You got yourself into this own situation," and he just disappears into
the... You damn dirty ghost! I should have kept you as a cabin boy before I turned you into a butler!
What?
One of the guards is going to kind of give a quick kind of rush at you, try to grab your hands.
So, I do have my rapier out already, right?
Yes, you do have your rapier. I am going to say, you're going to take a couple stress for that, too, because you really, that was a big failure. Take two stress.
Two stress?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. It's going to be rigged. Against pirates. Now what, Chuckles? My ghost abandoned me. I'm a failure of a pirate right now, man.
I'm still on the floor.
Chuckles, I might have an existential crisis right now.
That's fine.
What am I even doing here? Why do I even wear this eye patch? What am I even doing?
Well, you're not wearing it, and I'm going to start because I'm going to roll over because I was like on my back from having gotten hit with the rope, and start crawling like trying to crawl through people's legs towards, I guess the back of the ship. I see in the picture there's like a door in between the two sets of stairs. I like to walk towards that. Crawl towards that.
Okay. They kind of just watch you crawl away. One of the other guards, he's going to come and follow you. He's also going to try and grab you and kind of pull you up to your feet. They'd like to take you. You get the sense that they're trying to toss you off the ship.
Oh, that's not good. I'm trying to be somewhat stealthy, like try to literally crawl under the commotion, you know, like when they, like when there's a fire and you crawl because all the smoke is high.
So you're going to like prowl.
One might call it that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how well you prowl.
I don't even know how good my prowl is. Oh, it's actually not bad. I guess it's desperate.
Because you're a prowler.
But no, it's because we're in the middle of a fight. I'm trying to crawl away.
Oof.
Oh, it's...
So you roll for cap. You roll for cap.
God damn it.
I wouldn't have been able to prowl away either.
Turns out.
Not much better.
No, it was literally worse on every die.
Yeah.
As you try to prowl away, the guy definitely does catch you and kind of like picks you up on your feet, and he's got a good hold of you.
Hey.
You make when you fix you.
Can that be Chuckle's voice?
Hey, no. Hey, put me down.
I would like some cat food.
He's Kevner.
Hey,
you guys heard the good news?
Hey, put me down.
They're not going to put you down. They're starting to walk you up towards the other deck. The other guy, the other guard, he kind of takes a lunge towards you, Captain.
Ah! I dodge.
Huge hatch. It sounds like you're in a skirmish, so let's roll your skirmish die, see how that goes.
Skirmish.
Oh, that's not good either.
I don't know what's going on. Why I would fucking pull a fucking rug and I get everything and now that's...
You are not able to skirmish away. You, he, in fact, grabs you. He kind of punches you in the stomach. You're going to take a level one damage. Wind knocked out. And that you're knocked out. Your wind's knocked out of you. And cool. Both and are going to start walking back up the stairs.
Okay. Can I do a flashback?
Yes.
Okay. During our downtime, I was... well, during the last job, I was very impressed with Chuckles... lockpicking skills.
Oh.
And so during our last break, or our last downtime, I went up to him and I wanted him to teach me the basics of picking locks.
Okay.
All right. Probably what I should be doing right now.
What locks would you have to pick now?
Are you trying to like let Dee Dee out or are you trying to undo something else?
I'm trying to let Dee Dee out.
Okay. It would be a finesse roll, and then since Chuckles is the one teaching you, I'll let you guys do it together, and whoever gets the highest score, we'll go with that.
Finesse and not tinker. And then
I'm also going to say that in my load, I took the lockpicking gear, the burglary kit.
Okay, then add an additional die, too.
To tinker or finesse?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. It's tinker.
All right.
And how does the help do? I roll two? I don't remember.
Yeah, you're going to help him. You taught him everything you know. So let's just see how well of a teacher you are.
Not everything.
Risky?
Not everything.
It's risky, yeah.
Well, everything.
Tiger, if you get a six, then
we
win. Then we'll have a critical. Oh, my God.
This is not good rolls well, for me, bud.
You're a horrible teacher, but that's okay because Squish absorbed it anyway. He's able to unlock the door, and Dee Dee just comes flying out. This 3-foot chimpanzee just starts barreling down this. The guards at the front see him. They scream, ah!
They're does just, it have a cigarette in its mouth?
He's
like, yeah.
A trail of smoke behind where Dee Dee was.
Even further in his mouth, just
tearing. Chip is cool.
He bursts into the main room where Squish and Chuckles are, and he just starts going literally ape shit. He's tossing things off of the wall. He's just wrecking shit. He is going nuts. He's screeching the entire time. Monkey noises everywhere. The guards have dropped you. Now, all three of you are in the room together, and the two guards, well, now four guards, are with you.
And Dee Dee.
And Dee Dee, and let me go grab Dee Dee. You guys are all in the room together. The guards are very much distracted by what's going on with Dee Dee.
All right.
Run!
I look at the other two and go, let's go downstairs. Let's go to the bottom level.
Quick, prowl.
Wait.
I mean, I would like to say we'll prowl the bottom floor.
Can't we just walk?
Quick, walk.
Don't run. You guys escape to the bottom level while there's just ruckus going on upstairs. Do you want to take a break before you get to the bottom level?
Yeah, because I'm going to pee my pants.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break.
Okay. That is in character.
No.
No.
Can you turn it off?
Are you not going to move?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to pee your pants. I was looking at something.
I'm blue, lady, babadai. There is no one there. There is nobody there. You know, I looked up pictures of smoking cigarettes, and there was a lot of them, sadly.
I don't know why you said sadly. Seems like a pretty cool thing. If I had a pet monkey, it's one of the first things I teach him.
I get and, a real...
And how to, you know, change his own diaper.
Holy crap.
I was just looking under my assets. Or not my assets, my loadout. I can have a trained hunting pet.
A trained hunting?
Yeah, its name is Dee Dee.
I'm going to make it Dee Dee. Like, if it's possible.
I was just imagining that the guard was holding me, like, literally over the edge of the boat by my ankles and was about to drop me. And all of a sudden, we both looked over our shoulder and it was that the funky monkey just comes flying out.
Smoking a cigarette?
Smoking, yeah.
That monkey saved our lives.
That monkey did save your lives. You know, I didn't realize until later that I named it Dee Dee because I was just like, well, what's a name that's not very obvious for a monkey? I didn't want it to be like, you know, Zip. Banana or something. No. And then I realized, later, I was like, that's too Always Sunny in Philadelphia references.
Zip?
With what?
Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee. That's too, it's all right.
Wait, who's Dee? No, isn't it just, it's just Dee.
Her mother?
Oh, is it just Dee? I thought her name was Dee Dee.
Deandra.
What was her parents, their mother's name?
I don't remember.
Deandra.
No, that's the name of Dee.
That's
Dee's full name. I don't remember her name.
I thought maybe her mom's name was Dee Dee.
When Brandon and I first moved into our apartment, the people downstairs were Kitten and Dion, which are, you know, different names. And then Dion's mother moved in. And Brandon told me her name was Deandra, and I believed him until they moved out, and I found out her name was Linda.
That's close.
Called her Deandra for almost 2 years.
And she didn't say anything?
Yeah, I feel like you got into a lot of trouble just blindly believing what your husband says to you.
I know. It's a real personality.
You gaslighted her.
It's a real fun time.
All right. Well, you guys get downstairs, leaving the ruckus behind you. You land in the between the front and middle section of the boat. So I don't know if you can see my mouse or anything, but like right here.
Andy's. I lost your cursor. Right.
Who's?
Bridget's. Maybe I was too zoomed in. Yeah, I guess I didn't see where you're pointing.
I'm just going to move the camera. Kind of like right there. So in front of you are all of these boxes. They're labeled different things, but you can tell.
Bridget, you're in the lower deck. You haven't moved us to the lower deck. Maybe that's why.
There you go.
Token vision.
All right. Oh my. And that token vision.
Speaking of token, that table kind of reminds me of a pot leaf. Are those escape boats?
Those are pot leaf.
Those are missiles.
It's a smuggling boat.
Smuggling boat.
Yeah, what? I think those are hammocks.
That makes more sense than the escape boats being on the bottom deck.
Yeah, so you guys get to the second level, or the third level, the bottom level of the ship. And you can see all the cargo in front of you. You can also see there are four guards there as well, walking around, making patrols. They haven't seen you. You guys were able to sneak in behind a couple of boxes. But there are four of them.
All right, I say we just kill these guys.
Yeah, that's your answer to everything.
That's not true. My last answer was unleashing a smoking monkey.
Yeah.
And you're welcome for that, by the way.
I had it figured out.
You were about to be kicked off the boat.
You don't even know what I was going to do. I was going to bust out.
Bust out of what?
Everything.
You got tangled up in a rope that you threw.
You weren't there for that.
Captain told me, though.
You told him?
As you were climbing the ladder. Wait till I tell you what's going
on. While we're going down the stairs.
I'm being all brave. He's running away with a rope around his legs.
I was going to come back.
You literally went crawling away.
You weren't there for that either.
Captain told me.
You told him that too?
Hey, you know what? Flashback down the stairs when Captain told me everything.
That's how that function works, isn't it?
It is not how it's supposed to be used.
All right. So we're in a room right now, and no one is like pounding on the door yet, right?
No, you kind of skipped or escaped unnoticed. Plus, there's the monkey upstairs. Okay. And they hear the ruckus upstairs, but they're not focused on that. They're just patrolling this bottom deck.
Can I look around this floor or this section of the boat?
You can see ahead of you, which is filled with cargo. Okay. Behind you look like sleeping quarters.
I see.
But if you want to study and see anything else, you definitely could.
Are there any labels on the cargo ahead of us?
You can see that they're labeled, but you do have to either get closer or kind of strain yourself to see what they say.
Okay. I would like to get a little closer to see what the labels say on the boxes.
Okay. Do you want to like prowl a little closer just to see what they say?
Yes.
Because it would mean walking into that main room enough that you could possibly be seen.
I mean, preferably I'd like to tinker my way into seeing it, but I'm not sure that makes any sense.
I'm pretty good at prowling.
Two mm-hmm. or three?
Two.
I'm two, too.
Oh. Okay. One, two. Crawl away.
All right.
All right.
Hey, look at that.
You could get kind of close to, you climb closer to the cargo bays or to the cargo boxes. Nobody's seen you at this point. And you can see that this box closest to the front of the back of the shift, the aft, right over here. Here, I'll put a guard right on top. That is the caviar.
Oh, okay.
It says Leviathan caviar.
Oh, the good caviar.
The best.
I just found the caviar.
Where is it?
It's in box.
How are we gonna get it out of here?
Well, I don't know that part yet.
So it we is have a- to distract the guards.
Oh, me?
Yes.
I'm more you. Of the lock picking type. Can we distract them by picking a lock?
Can I try compelling my ghost again? And do you run off?
He dissipated, but he's still in his bottle. You'd have to bring him out again.
Am I allowed to bring him out, or I thought it was only once a time?
Yeah, it is only once.
Okay. So I can't do it?
No.
Oh, fuck.
He's not interested, but, sir.
But there are... You could try to attune to other ghosts, possibly, on the ship?
Ooh,
or... That-
I'm attuning.
Attuning.
Hold on, let's get attuned here.
I can't attune a piano, but you can attune a fish.
All right, how do I attune?
One string.
Me?
Yes.
It's a little Dave joke.
You
two string.
Attune.
Five string.
You're not the GM anymore, Andy.
Can I add a modifier?
Are you using anything additional to help you attune?
My my magic eye patch.
You're what now?
I have it written down. I just didn't.
You didn't even have an eye patch before tonight.
This one's magic. I thought we talked about this, Bridget.
Oh, are you talking about one of your items?
Yeah. Where's my items? I thought I wrote it down. I don't remember where it's at. It's most of one of my items is a fine spirit mask. I've turned that into my eye patch. And that is actually in the paper right there. Fine spirit mask.
It's not on my paper.
Mask.
Okay, yeah, give yourself an extra plus one. But that counts as one of your items.
That's fine. Do I lose it after I use it?
No, you can still use it. I'm just saying it counts as one of your items.
That's fair. Mask away.
Your eye patch is consumed.
As you look around, you do see three other ghosts kind of mulling about. There's one that's just mopping in the corner, just really quietly, just kind of mopping.
The old cabin boy.
There's one you can kind of see at the aft of the ship, and he's like banging on the door, and he's like, "Let me in there! Let me in!" And then there's one just kind of sitting on the on one of the cargo boxes, just lazing about. They all look like they're just general sailors, not like professional Navy men or anything, but not quite pirates either. They're just, you know, your normal, regular looking folk, but they're dead. You can't interact with you. Well, you can, but they're dead. They're very much ghostly.
So I've used my turn though. So I can't do anything with them yet until until the next turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue. Do we have turns? No turns though.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not really a turn. You would have to do another action to command them or do anything with them.
Oh, well, then I'll compel them to make a distraction.
What do you tell them to do?
What about the one who wants to get out? He looks like like a nice fellow that might cause a distraction if I compel him to. That lazy guy, I can already tell you, he's not going to do shit. But this one guy, he's a go-getter. I can tell.
What about the sweeper? He wants out.
What, the sweeper? I mean... Do you really want to go for the sweeper? I mean, he's probably very busy.
Oh, I'm not really in this conversation in character. Because you're doing all this.
I'm letting the one guy go crazy. I'm letting the one ghost who goes crazy out.
Okay, yeah. So he's at the front of the ship, and he's just like, or the back of the ship, sorry, the aft, and he's just banging on a door. And he's like, "Let me out."
All right. How do I compel him out?
That would be a command roll.
All right, I'm going to command it. And it's regular?
Yeah.
Of course.
So tell me how you tried to command him.
Hey, you, ghost, behind the door. Help us out.
The ghost completely ignores you. However, the guards did hear you and have kind of turned to see what's going on.
Why do I? No, I wanted to talk to the ghosts. All right. I swore I'd get this right. Ghosts are not people. People are not ghosts.
Who are you talking to?
Chimney sweep. Sweeper. I compel you. I compel you. Do it again.
Okay. Do you want to use any of your items? You're probably close enough to the chimney sweep if you wanted to, like, use anything special on him. Like,
you're, I don't really have any special items.
Yeah. Well, the point of the load is you don't set it up beforehand.
You can pick it. So you if you want
to pick it right now,
like those lightning hooks that are also on your page.
Yeah, I already have them.
So, yeah, but no. You don't. It's not like your bag is set. Uh-huh. So you just say, "Hey,
it's kind of like a flashback."
I packed this, so I'm going to use this right now.
Right, but I don't have anything I want to use that's going to help. I don't think
you can make something up.
Your lightning hooks that you have?
Yeah.
They're not in your bag until you say they're in your bag.
Yeah, but what can I use with those though?
Hold on, let me pull it up.
Just make something up.
Well, you have there's a list of things that you can have in your load.
Yeah.
At least on the sheet. I mean,
but I have a list of items and I have like three items I've sketched in that I have brought with me that I thought I was supposed to have with me.
But I guess what we're saying is you can pick one of those that you could just retroactively have in your load if there's anything in that list that you could use.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that's going to enhance my compelling of this ghost to cause a distraction.
So let's just say you have a bag of ashes or something that you throw on the floor to get the chimney sweep to go over there and clean that up.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of stuff.
But you do have a lightning hook, which actually can grab them and force them into positions.
Like hooks can do that?
Yeah, a lightning hook is a long two-handed pole suitable for grappling a spirit and dragging it into a spirit bottle.
I don't want a fucking sweeper for my I don't need that. It's like going out there and buying, first thing you see is you get a fucking Pidgey. You know, I'm not all need that or a Rattatat. Who wants that kind of Pokemon? Oh,
so you're not a ghost hoarder. You're a ghost
on a sewer
pirate.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So let's just compel him. Go ahead and keep compelling him or commanding him again.
Hey.
Yeah, sweep me, baby.
The ghost kind of like looks around and he's like, and he kind of looks around the room and at all the items on the walls, and he goes up to where there's like netting along the walls, a rope, and he starts kind of like using his broom and like moving them about and making some ruckus up there. It's not a lot of noise, but it's definitely got the guards' attention, and they kind of all start, two of them start walking over to the side to start staring at this netting that has just started magically moving.
You guys ever see that South Park episode where the boys get mad at Cartman for eating all the chicken skins off of their KFC, so they pretend they just ignore him and he thinks he's dead? So he thinks he's absolutely dead, right? But the only person and so the rest of the school starts ignoring him, and except for Butters. And so Butters thinks he's a medium to seeing ghosts. And so at the end of it, there's like this hostage situation, and Cartman goes in and he's just like shaking things like,
what? That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. And the guys are like, I'm so confused. What's going on?
Do you see this? Is this happening?
So that's what this guy's doing, huh? Great. Fantastic. Get in there and compel him.
He's been compelled.
All right. Can I see what the other crates are labeled?
Sure. Do you want to like sneak forward or just kind of strain yourself to study them?
I'll prowl forward.
Okay.
Shouldn't prowl. I already know that though?
You just knew the one.
Okay.
Risky?
I mean, you could have seen the other ones. Yeah. Did you look at the other ones?
Well, I was trying to find, I mean, I would have, as soon as I saw the caviar, I would have stopped looking. If that happened to be the first box I looked at, I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, so you see the other boxes.
Yeah. So in one of the boxes, it just says potatoes, the other are tomatoes, the other one says tomatoes, and then there's a third one that just says rutabaga.
What is a rutabaga?
It's a root vegetable. It's a very starchy.
I thought it was like a, wasn't that a car? Yeah.
No, that a car? That's a Studebaker.
I thought that, I know, what's the one with that, that's like a, like the, that's like a, an RV. Huh. Isn't that a Winnebago?
Close.
Is this a bit that you're doing?
No.
He's talking to ghosts.
My response was also in character.
All right, so you guys took the arugula.
Arugula.
I actually would like to throw some rutabaga.
Into what?
Into and at what?
To try to distract the other two guards. So by like this, like this area, by the other nets. I want to hit the other nets with it.
Okay.
So they think the nets are haunted.
Sure. I think that's kind of cool.
Haunted so someone doesn't get tangled in them again.
Excuse me? I feel like that was directed towards me.
It was directly directed towards you.
Could happen to any of us.
I think it's kind of the finesse of it, right? To get them in the right position.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I like it.
You shouldn't.
She likes it.
Take it.
So you toss the rutabaga into the net, and the guards kind of start wandering over. But they're also starting, you kind of miss as you do so, and they can kind of see that it is a rutabaga. They pick it up off the ground. And they're like, what the hell? And they're a little bit more suspicious and are starting to like look around some more.
It's one of the more it didn't scare them.
Now there's one from rutabaga.
Do any of these crates say tobacco specifically for monkeys?
Monkey tobacco? You know,
if you study and you roll successful, then yes. And I'll let you have the rutabaga. Or to have the tobacco.
I did not.
No. No monkey tobacco.
No monkey tobacco.
Monkey tobacco.
At least none that you can see.
The caviar is over here. And I point to the box.
Oh, yeah.
The crate.
You guys got to grab it and go.
We never established how much.
We got to grab it and go.
Caviar there is.
Yeah, all of it. Just start stuffing your fucking pockets full of caviar.
Well, then you're going to have to take out your onion.
I got to keep one.
One?
Yeah, I got to keep
multiple onion?
Yeah. You never know when you're going to need some onions.
Stuff some caviar. Let's prowl over there and try to.
I take a handful of onions out of my pocket and I stick one in my hat.
And then just drop the rest.
And I drop the rest.
Why are you guys pocketing the caviar? Let's just pick it up, pick up the box and go. Is it a big box?
Well, yeah, that's what I want to know, like, how much is there?
It's a two-person crate?
So it is a standard-sized crate, so it's about, I would say, knee-high.
and probably like 2 feet long. So it's big enough that maybe two of you could work together and lift it and maneuver it, but one person definitely couldn't.
All right. I guess maybe we shouldn't start off with desperation, and I pick up the onions and put them back in my pocket. And let's try carrying this crate out, I guess, at first. I mean, now that these
what if we pick it up and then try to throw it out of a porthole?
Well, that's a good question. Does caviar float? And my guess would probably be no.
I mean, it is part of a fish, whale.
But it's got air in the box.
And the box is made of wood.
And wood
which also buoyant. Floats.
And wood is buoyant.
It all like floats. Duck. Yeah, let's just toss it overboard and hope for the best. No, let's not do that. Let's carry it.
I mean, we do have to go back up.
Yes. But
we have a raging chimpanzee with a serious need for nicotine right now.
And I'm assuming you guys
are... I thought you wanted him as your friend.
Yeah, I'm assuming you guys had some type of bond.
Let's go get that monkey for you.
Yeah, he didn't really respond too well to me.
Listen, friend, I've captured a lot of ghosts in my day, and if it's anything like that, you've got to give it some slack, then reel it in. Then give it some slack, then reel it in.
You pirated a chimpanzee ghost?
I mean, a few butlers. I mean,
what is the difference between a chimp and a ghost? They're basically the same.
That is classist, sir.
You can't really talk to them, right? And they're unpredictable.
His whole shtick is that he can talk to them.
Right, he can, but other people can't. That's what I'm just saying. It's like ghosts and chimps are one and the same, basically.
Yeah, basically. You know, they're all the same.
More or less.
You know?
All right.
I'm just saying the reel it in, pull it back thing might be worth a shot.
All right, Captain. Keep those nets a-shaking while we go sneak over and pick up this crate.
No, not you, your ghosts. No, the ghosts.
I'm a-jiggling.
And the rutabagas.
Ghost, keep jiggling. That was in my head.
That was in the ghost field. Do we need to prowl?
Yes.
If you want to be being somewhat stealthy, yes.
Yeah, I guess we don't want to be chased on both sides.
Yeah, and we're both pretty good at prowl.
All right, fine. Let's prowl, I guess.
Let's prowl.
Yeah, so go ahead. Do you have an option to do like a team roll or?
We picked up something that if I roll a 6 and he rolls a 6, it's a critical success. Otherwise, it's the highest die.
Okay.
What is that from? Is that just the rules?
We picked up one of our
that's right.
Crew upgraded.
I remember we reading
work as a team or something.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. Although my crew sheet doesn't say it. It probably says it on Bitch Boys or whatever our name is.
Did we choose smugglers? Bitch.
No.
Nice.
Your shadow.
Shadows.
No lie, you love that.
No, I hate it.
Yeah, so we're synchronized in this.
Oh, yeah. When you perform a group action, you may count multiple sixes from different rolls as a critical success, whatever that means.
Yes. Exactly what it means. If you roll twice, everyone rolls, you count all the sixes.
Yeah. Do we get a bonus for them being distracted by the nets?
Or the root, yeah. I guess.
So one more D?
I would say, each get one more D.
You're about to say two, though.
Yeah, you know what? You're distracting them on both sides, so you can have two. Oh, okay.
Do you want me to roll another one?
Why did you only? Why do you keep rolling for the captain?
It doesn't matter. I got a six.
You got a two.
What? And a six?
Oh. No.
All right. Wait. Just because I had the captain selected. I tried to figure out how to turn that off, but I couldn't figure it out.
All right. Success.
See, now there was a six. Wait.
Yeah, you prowl behind the guards who don't see you. They're too distracted by rutabagas and rustling ropes.
Mostly
rutabagas. And you pick up mostly rutabagas. You pick up the crate. It's not so heavy that it's painful, like, for both of you to hold, but it's definitely not. Two people definitely need to be holding up the whole thing. Carrying the whole thing.
All right. So do we go back upstairs to face Dee Dee,
the boss? The boss of this level?
No, we're going to have to jump over barrels.
My trained hunting pet.
Well, yeah, I feel like we crab walk back at least where we were. And should we try to go back up?
Unless if you want to throw it out.
We're not throwing it out.
Into the water.
No, so I feel like that's a desperation move. If we got to, we'll do it. But I think best case scenario, we just walk out of here. No one notices. And we go about our ways. We can all keep our onions.
Everyone's going to notice us.
We don't know that yet, though.
Not if you use the monkey. Use the monkey. Squish.
Everybody do the monkey. Monkey.
Use the monkey, Squish.
I am not a ghost you can command.
Squish, use the monkey.
He's an ape, first off.
All right.
I don't think that's true, though.
Chimpanzees are apes.
Monkey.
When did you learn so much about monkeys?
Anthropology. So why you're in high school?
Squish went to high school?
Yes. He went to school high.
Whoa.
That's a great response to that.
Well, this seems like a good spot to kind of put a pin in it. You guys have the cargo, the caviar cargo, but you're not quite sure how to get it off deck yet.